Parts of Iraq are recovering from a series of deadly coordinated bombings this past week, thought to be connected to the killings of two senior al-Qaeda operatives. With no clear leader in Iraq following its March elections and U.S. combat troops set to withdraw in June, it seems as fragile a time as ever in Iraq. NPR's bureau chief, Quil Lawrence, is finishing up a year-long assignment in Baghdad this week, capping off a decade of Iraq coverage. Few Western journalists have been on the story for that long, and Quil Lawrence joins us now for something of an exit interview. And Quil, I'm glad to be doing it with you. Welcome.
Thanks, Jackie.
So, a decade you've been reporting on Iraq, well before the fall of Saddam, obviously, covering the dictatorship, the American-led invasion in 03, the occupation, the insurgency, and now political fallout. Would you just walk us through the evolution as you see it of this last decade?
Yes, certainly when I first came here, it was a story about a dictatorship that many people considered to be one of the most brutal in the world. Coming to Baghdad in those days was, of course, quiet, stable. There was perfect law and order, as you only get in a police state. But there were these portraits of Saddam peering down on you from every corner and at the border stations, and you could really just feel this weight.
It was a little creepy.
Yeah, it was. It was terrifying in a lot of ways, especially knowing what was going on about the secret prisons and the secret police. They used to say that you couldn't have more than five people in one place without one of them working for one of the security services. And then seeing that be torn down, literally all of these posters be torn down in the days after the American invasion hit Baghdad was quite something, though watching the euphoria, I suppose, pass to a period of uncertainty and chaos and now a kind of a stability where people are really still holding their breath and trying to decide what's happened to them, really. There's so much of Iraq's history that's still a mystery to people, stories that we haven't been able to tell because they were overtaken by the next ensuing catastrophe.
Who stands out as you conclude this? I mean, you talked about things getting obliterated by the war, but people's stories are remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stories for me, I guess, are some of the opposition leaders who I met 10 years ago when they were happy to meet with you anywhere, anytime to try and get their story out. They would be in London or Washington. Some of them were in Damascus or Tehran. They wanted to tell their story. Now, some of them, well, they can barely find time to make space to meet with journalists, their ministers, their presidents of the country. So seeing those sort of historic figures evolve is quite impressive.
Mm-hmm. But now as you leave, there's something of a power vacuum with the contested parliamentary results. What do you feel about the future?
It's so hard to say. The only thing I'm sure of in Iraq is that there will be surprises. I guess the currents you feel are, one is a pessimism that many Iraqis share about how Iraq has never really held together as a country, that it's always been terribly violent. And at the same time, appreciating how far that they have come against those odds in the last few years to have what is a flawed and corrupt government, but one that's truly representative around the country. And the Iraqi character sort of tends to go from being terribly pessimistic about it to saying, well, we're going to push through this.
You head next, Quil, to Kabul. Some people would say, what, glutton for punishment or what?
Yeah, it's sort of been, I guess, a decade of the war on terror. And I guess on a personal note, I feel really privileged to be able to witness all of this history. These are the most important events in my journalistic career and some of the most significant events in the world I've had a chance to witness. But I'd be lying if I said it wasn't wearing me down some.
But as you said, a privilege to be able to tell the story, which you do so well. And thanks for spending the time with us as you conclude this particular chapter. We really look forward to hearing you in Afghanistan.
Thank you, Jackie.
NPR Baghdad Bureau Chief Quil Lawrence.